Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin-Mahon.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Rana Posen.
And Deborah Delaney is going to be scooting in here any minute now, right? And we are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. We are the leaders in real estate serving the community for 30 years.
Yes.
Also have some other great sponsors we should give shouts out to, like?
Like Ventiki Downtown. On First Street, and Nothing Bundt Cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes has their new flavor of the month out. It's called Chocolate Turtle. It's made with rich chocolate, luscious caramel, and fresh pecans.
Ooh,
and let me tell you
so
what.
Yummy.
It
oh
is delicious.
You had to mention it, didn't
right.
you?
I
you
did.
Just had
My
to mention
stomach
it.
Just growled.
Online, since we did that last week, I just love
I know.
That.
I know.
I shouldn't love it that much. I haven't had any more.
Well, turtles are healthy, right?
Turtles.
Yeah,
right. There you go. Turtles
hey,
are
there
healthy.
You go. Deborah Delaney just scooted on in here.
Here I am. Yes. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
And we have Mac with Economical Pest Control. And we, of course, have our mortgage company.
Yes, we do.
And
CSMC Mortgage.
And the Greek. Don't forget about the Greek.
Forget about the Greek.
Don't.
Greek.
Oopa. Don't ever forget.
How can we forget about that? So sure. How was your week, girls?
It's busy.
It's really been crazy.
Really busy.
Beautiful
I've been
weather.
Helping people with rentals.
Yeah.
And I've so far placed 28 people with
yeah,
rentals.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
awesome. It's good for you, Karen.
We've also replaced a couple of workers' tools. A couple of people's tools. Their livelihood was melted in the fire. So Downtown Rotary has stepped up and replaced a window washer's tools, and we've replaced a mechanic's tools. Our friends at Home Depot in Oxnard was gracious enough to give tools to this
nice.
Guy who has lost his tools and didn't have a job because of it. So
and
lots
now,
of good stories.
Yeah, now we
out
have a
that.
Whole nother thing going
oh,
on with the mudslides.
Oh, my gosh.
Recovering from that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
just a lot of people that, you know, a lot of opportunities for each other to help.
Yes.
I think we'll be off the grid, hopefully, for any disasters
no,
for
no
like a good
disasters.
Year. Don't you think? Yeah. I mean, we were hit pretty hard here. So
we are.
How long are these people renting these rentals for? Are they doing like a year? Are they doing 6 months?
Well, this is the thing. Some people have stepped up and offered their second homes to people. And so those are temporary because they're somebody's second home, but they're furnished, they're ready to go. You don't have to have anything
right.
with you because when you lose something in the fire, when you lose your property, you lose everything. And so mm-hmm. those are temporary, typically 3 months, maybe five.
Well,
I
mean,
there are some permanent
some people have
got to
be like thinking of temporary, but for like 2 years.
That's
I
what
mean,
I was
that's
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
It's going to be
2 to 3 years. I think that people are just, you know, right now people just need to feel cocooned somewhere, and then they're going to really start to plan out because it's just too much. It's too overwhelming at
and
first.
And it's a long process.
To really plan on a long-term thing. So, you know, a lot of people, once the adrenaline started to fade, then the reality started setting in, and, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to, but we have tenacity. We're going to
mm-hmm.
pull ourselves out
we
of
are.
This. It's going to be good, and everything's going to be revived. Mm-hmm. It's going to be even a better Ventura.
Absolutely.
You know?
Can you imagine when the new houses go up and all the new construction on the hillside? And
I
whatnot,
saw
it's
one
be,
going up.
Really?
As I was already, going to a meeting today.
Oh, yeah, but it's slow. They're going to be beautiful. You
they
know?
Are
I mean,
going
it's
to be
gonna
beautiful.
Be really
well, that
nice.
One is one that was planned previously.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
oh,
because you
I
can't.
Was so excited.
But still, yeah. you kind of got to wonder, okay, so you have a neighborhood like Ondolando that's been there since 50s, 60s, right? And, like, what are these new homes going to look like? How are they going to integrate into, you know, the existing architecture? What, you know, what's that going to
well,
do
I
to that neighborhood?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot more eclectic, and
I
it's going to
so
be
too.
Lovely. I don't think it's going to have to integrate into the existing
well,
neighborhood.
It,
I think it's
it'll have to integrate on some level, but I think
well,
it'll be interesting.
There's going to be more custom mm-hmm. homes. It's going to
yeah.
be,
yes.
you know, it's...
I mean, that was kind of the beauty of that hillside was that mid-century low because you could see that. I mean, I remember growing up, that was a really beautiful aspect of that hillside was that design.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what people choose.
You now, know? What are you working on, Mrs. Singing?
Oh, so next weekend, a week from tonight, we have a benefit gala. It's called Solace. And we are putting it together. And the really interesting, beautiful, unique thing about this is that this was, this came out of the ideas from students who wanted to help other students. So there are students in in Camarillo who, you know, in the just the days right after the fire, realized that they knew a lot of students here in the Ventura area that had had a lot of loss. And those students out there wanted to do something to help these students. And isn't so that cool? This idea was birthed, and these kids are fantastic. So I was astonished at the quality of talent by these students during the audition process. Unbelievable. And it's going to be an evening to remember, I will say that. All of the proceeds go to the students who have lost things in the Ventura Unified, the high school students. So these high school students are saying, we want to help. We want to help you. You know, if you lost your laptop, if you lost your phone, if you lost your school books, if you lost your clothes, whatever it is, this is their way to reach out. So we've been putting this together for the last couple of weeks. It's like a regular 6-week show that's compacted into 2 weeks.
What's the date?
It is the 27th, a week from tonight.
Okay.
And it will be at Rancho Campana High School in Camarillo, which is right next to the new library. And their facility is phenomenal. They have a brand new state-of-the-art performing arts center, which is incredible. It's a fully functional theater. It's amazing. So I encourage everybody, get online. You can search Solace.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are range, but they start at like $17. It's practically nothing. And there's a silent auction and things that are produced by the students and then the performance.
What day of the week is that, Liz?
It's a Saturday, a week from tonight.
I will be there.
Yes. It's fantastic. I encourage everybody. It's an awesome thing to get behind. The seating is limited. There's only 700 seats in the Performing Arts Center. So get online and see what's available.
What's the website?
If you go on Facebook and just search Solace, the event will come up, and then there'll be a link that you can purchase your tickets. It's also on our Girls on the Air Facebook page as well.
Oh, great. We're
that link for okay, that.
Good. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then sure afterwards, you'll have to tell us how it went.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be performing?
I am. I'm the musical director, and I'll also be performing. So
she was here, 2 weeks ago, when we had the teacher who was handling it, and I thought, Liz is going to start, and now she's the musical director.
The production.
2 weeks ago.
I know.
Nothing. Now she's the director.
The production team, those of us that are on the production team, we've worked together for years. I mean, we have an awesome synergy, and so we pulled it together.
Is Lisa Englund involved in that?
She's not. She's okay. Not. But she'll be there. Mm-hmm. But we've done lots of productions together over the years, and Wendy Butler, who's in charge of this, the teacher out there, she knew that this was the team that could pull it off, and so it's awesome. So we appreciate the support. Yep, for sure.
Very good. Yep. So any new real estate girls? Any?
Well, I took a new listing last night. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-story. It's been completely remodeled. New windows, new floorings, new kitchen, new bathrooms. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is 2653 Woodpecker, and it's right here in Ventura. And it will be officially on the market on Monday. And it's a great property. The first open house will be a week from tomorrow.
How much?
The price on that?
It'll be $659.9. Oh, and right. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's got a 3-car garage. Mm. It's 2-story. Nice size rooms. And it is lovely.
What's that cross street?
It's Hummingbird. Right off of Johnson Drive. Mm-hmm. And Hummingbird.
Very
so
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a kind of a little tucked away little neighborhood back there. And it's very nice.
And it's a mm-hmm. cul-de-sac, and the only reason you go on that street is because you live there. Yep. So it's very, very nice.
Very good. I still have my little cute condo in the Cape. There are tenants in there, but they would be willing to stay if an investor wants to take advantage of it. It's 529, and the address is 1090 Gilbert in the Cape. So it's a little 3-level, all wood floors, really cute condo over
and
by Barnes & Noble.
I have 329 Lincoln Drive that came back on the market through no fault of the property, and that's at $1,450,000. The adjoining lot is at $400,000, and it's $1,850,000 altogether. And it's a spectacular home, and I am having that open tomorrow from 1 to 3. And today I'm going to be there. I think I'm going to do a little pop-up open house after the show. So come on by and take a look. And also, I do have a couple of other pocket listings that I'm not at liberty to talk about right now. So If you're curious, give me a call.
And what's your phone
give
number,
Give me
Deb?
A call.
It is 310-498-1638 or my 805 number, 805-856-9315.
Great. Right. Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have some great guests. Lynn Jensen from CoLab is going to be with us, and also Bonnie Atmore, who is part of the Land Conservancy here in Ventura. And she's going to talk a little bit about what's going on up there with two trees. We also have Catherine Cooley with us, and she is going to tell us what she does. And then we also have the kickoff for Relay for Life. Shelby Bishop is the chair this year, and she is got some real exciting news for everybody to participate.
Big event.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So awesome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m., all overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories. First-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we are right here on KVTA 1590 AM. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Liz Selig.
And I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And we have great guests for you today. We're real excited to have Lynn Jensen with us from CoLab and also Bonnie Atmore. So welcome, ladies.
Yes,
we're really
welcome.
Happy to have you.
That's awesome. Lynn, can you tell our listeners exactly what CoLab is and how
yes,
it functions
please.
In our community? Because I would be willing to bet a lot of people don't know.
I'm sure that's true. Mm-hmm. CoLab is the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business, and we are a business advocacy group. We are focused on regulations, and we advocate for reasonable regulatory policy. It's not a sexy thing, but it's really important
I think it's sexy.
In our society.
So yes. You said Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business. So that's like a big pot right there here in our county. It's just Ventura County, right?
Yes, we have 450 mm-hmm. members. Many of them are businesses, and about a half of our group are agricultural businesses.
Okay. So let's I also want to, you know, I want you to talk about this, but I also want our listeners to understand you guys have a great website, and you have amazing information on that website and articles that are published. So be sure, and we'll talk about that in a minute because I've read some. But tell us what's going on from your vantage point in our community since the fire.
Yeah, so ag is already facing unprecedented challenges out mm-hmm. there. There's shortage of labor, pest control, international competition, all these things. And then the Thomas Fire was on top of that. Over 10,000 acres of cropland were destroyed, lemons and oranges. And then also there was 60,000 acres of rangeland. That rangeland out there is what people consider open space. It's mostly private lands that are around the communities, and they lost animals and hay and grain and all those kinds of things. So we decided as CoLab to start this Stories of the Thomas Fire because the stories of these ranchers are unbelievable.
All right.
We have two stories on our website right now. One of them is the Atmore Ranch. You're going to hear from Bonnie.
Yay.
But it's really exciting to be able to bring these stories out.
Yeah, incredible. And it's a great idea because, you know, people that live in Ventura love that aspect of Ventura, the hills, the agriculture, but so many don't know the stories behind the people that function and work and own and operate those things. So that's a great idea, especially as they've been affected.
Right. And in addition to having to live through the fire on their property and defend their properties, they also provide a huge amount of community service through managing that rangeland. And I think one of the reasons why there wasn't as many people involved, there were houses that were taken, but the rangeland and the management of the land really helped in terms of keeping keeping the fire from going into the communities.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the biggest impact that you saw from the fire?
Well, the biggest impact on people's lives was the height of the sagebrush and the intensity of the burning of the sagebrush created a situation where the fire would spread, and it was going so fast. I mean, you saw it start in Santa Paula, and mm-hmm. then you saw it come all the way across. And I think even the ranchers were surprised at how fast it
went.
Because
of the winds.
They said it was traveling at an acre a minute.
Yes, exactly. And so there wasn't much time for preparation, and most of the ranchers really stayed and defended their houses. But not only defended their houses, but these ranchers that do cattle ranching also create a mosaic out there where they keep the sagebrush lower, and you can really see where the sagebrush was managed versus unmanaged in the city of Ventura in terms of the properties that ended up being burned, the houses that ended up being burned.
Is that the only way to control the sagebrush right now?
It's in cooperation with the fire agencies, Cal Fire and the Ventura County Fire Department. They all are working together. The ranchers work together on these fire safe councils, and they try to do control burns and those kinds of things. Those are very difficult to do, and so the community needs to have a larger conversation about that,
because they really do important. Because control burns are really, really important, and that fire would not have moved as rapidly as it did had there been able to be some controlled burns. And we all hate controlled burns because, you know, it puts smoke in the air and everything, but it should, you know, if they plan a schedule enough in advance so people who have have conditions where it really affects their health, they can plan to not be there on that particular day. And it's really hard because you need a certain amount of wind to have a controlled burn, but not an excessive amount. So and you never really know with the weather anymore. So even if you do plan a controlled burn, you might have to change your schedule. So it's not such an easy thing to accomplish. Yeah.
It's not, but it's really important. In fact, keep in mind the Chumash used to burn every year.
Yeah.
Years ago, and they understood that you have to keep the brush under control. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would destroy their villages
and
all the wildlife.
Have you seen a decrease in the control burns over the years?
Yes, a huge amount of decrease, I think.
Because the public doesn't want
Why do you think that is?
Well, partly it's the environmental reports that need to go. Partly it's the day that they plan it. Is it going to be the right day? In fact, one of the controlled burns was planned for the Wednesday after the fire started up at Sloan Ranch.
Oh.
And, of course, was too late. But there really needs to be a community conversation mm-hmm. about supporting mm-hmm. land management, because controlled burns are one part of it, mm-hmm. but also allowing the cattle ranchers to ranch their cattle, which keeps the brush down as well.
Do you think there's a misunderstanding about that issue?
Sounds like there is, yes.
I would think that most people don't even know there's cattle ranching in Ventura County because it's invisible. It's up on the hillsides. Mm-hmm. And so
and also because we've had the drought for so many years that, you know, it hasn't been a particularly a destination for cattle, because people bring cattle in from Nevada and all over the western United States to graze in California through the winter. And but with our drought, it really hasn't been a great place to be sending your cattle. And then last year we had the rains, and you know, that just was made the perfect storm, because we got the vegetation, but then the vegetation dried out, so there was like kindling for this fire. Mm-hmm. So it made it a whole different thing.
And if you look at it now, the devastation, and if you go up onto the hillsides and you look out into these open spaces and even all the way up to the national forest, there's just nothing. It's just bare dirt in many places. And you can tell where the sagebrush was very high, and it's just black. It's just completely black in those areas.
Yeah. So what are these cattle ranchers going to do?
Let's have Bonnie come
in. Yeah, let's get Bonnie in on this conversation.
I just say that the Stories of the Thomas Fire, it's on our website, www.colabvc.org. There's two stories on there, and we're going to be releasing a story every Tuesday.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll put that on our Facebook page, too, you know, so people can just go there and direct, you know,
some
get a direct
great
link.
Memories, hopefully.
But hi, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Bonnie. Yeah, Bonnie, so tell people where you live and your relationship to the community.
So we're in the foothills of Ventura. Most folks know right off of Foothill Road, home of the two trees, is probably the best marker. And we manage about 6,800 acres that are under the stewardship, whether part of that's our own family ranch or the rest of the cattle grazing areas that we lease, in addition, of course, to the Rancho Ventura Conservation Trust. So when you think about just how much land, that's almost to Santa Paula, over by Cañada Larga, all the way onto the avenue, and then all the way further back, as you can imagine.
So you manage it and you own part of it.
That is correct.
So do you own the area where Two Trees is?
That goes under the Rancho Ventura Conservation Trust. So the people own that. It's a 501(c). Nice. We established it a few years ago.
Our Two
and,
Trees.
And it is our Two Trees, and exactly for that reason that we did it. For so many years, decades, people have had this relationship to those two trees.
I know. People come.
And an ownership.
So now what's going on with the two trees? Is the one dead?
So the last original tree from 1898 did fall on the October 9th heavy winds that we had.
So it's
and
on
so
its
she
side.
Came over, and then when the fire hit us, she's completely charred. We were just up there inspecting the land and looking at the trees. We went up to water the new tree. She did pretty good. One side of her, the foliation burned, but she's going to be fine. And then the other replacement tree, which is the second tree that we all recognize in the silhouette of the trees, she's going to be okay. She was planted in 1948. We've started a program. We're working with some arborists, seeing what we can do to ensure that we can keep her alive at least for a few more years.
What about the new one?
That's the new one.
The new one is doing great, and she has grown so much, and thankfully we had tied her down, so she was able to. It was a perfect storm when we talk about the winds. I mean, between the fuel load and those winds, but yet when we were up there, and Lynn and I were having a conversation with our colleagues, it's a great bird's eye view to see this mosaic that Lynn was talking about. And the reason that so many of our neighbors' homes didn't burn down, frankly, was because of the work that we do out there. Aside from the grazing, we also get down there and we do mastication, which is like heavy-duty mowing, all behind these homes, because we feel we have a responsibility to our urban neighbors. My husband, Richard Atmore, has been a cattleman since 1979. He's been on that ranch. He has stewarded the land for decades. He was one of the first proponents to talk about high-intensity, short-duration grazing and creating these mosaics. And so when you look at how the land burned, 10 times hotter a wildfire control to a controlled burn compared, I should say. But that sage scrub that we talk about, it was like kindling. And not managing and helping with that defensible space, if we aren't able to do controlled burns and other forms of land management, we can't be the servant we need to the rest of the community.
Right.
We take that very seriously as an industry of ranchers and farmers to understand we're your first line of defense. So help us help you.
Yeah,
I think sometimes there's a prevailing idea among people that have been in Ventura for many, many decades, don't touch my hills. Don't do anything to that. Anything that you do is bad for it. But that's not true.
It's a complete misconception. Mm-hmm. And if you were to look, in fact, we're taking a drone out this afternoon so that we can begin to document and share these stories. Harmon Canyon is an example. We haven't grazed there in at least 20 plus years. Well, no management plan is not a management plan. Right. And if you look at those homes on Clearpoint, they had absolutely no ability to defend themselves. Yeah. I mean, they were butted right up to an area that was not managed, so they went up. Yeah. And it just, it breaks our heart. It makes us sick to our stomach.
Yeah, because you're,
it didn't have to be that way.
Ironically, you're, you know, to the people's way of thinking, you guys are the ones that care the most about the land.
Absolutely.
You know, you're up there doing it. You know, it's people that are uninformed, I think, that.
Well, you know, we want to use what happened, this natural disaster, as a way to bring the community together and build bridges. Because you're right, there is sometimes this perception of how we manage the land and what we're seeing, but not understanding. So controlled burn is a great example. The last one that we did was probably 8 months ago on our ranch. And, you know, those guys are out there for months. They're cutting trails, they're doing mowing, we're looking at the right time, the weather, and all those things. Mm-hmm. It was less than 200 acres, and we had, frankly, a lot of angry neighbors. Oh. And it's not that we didn't post. It's not that CAL FIRE didn't notify people, but they were angry because there was ashes, and rightfully so. A lot of them have breathing conditions or certain allergies. But if you can maybe sacrifice a little bit of and being uncomfortable for a short period of time.
They need to do their part.
Save your community.
You know, we couldn't go outside for a week. So, I mean,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I had to wear a mask for 2 weeks.
And you guys have been hauling water up to Two Trees for years. Isn't that true?
We have. Yeah. In fact, and we're up there on a regular basis. Lynn's a great tree waterer as well. and good, this goes back to what you were saying. The community loves this viewshed. And they feel, frankly, entitled to have a say in what happens. And so let's welcome that conversation, but let's provide information so that you can help us make meaningful decisions and understand, oh, that's why they're doing this. Right. That's why they're
doing this. Come to a meeting of the minds. Yeah. And also, it would be really nice to start a volunteer organization that goes to help water the Two Trees, because that's a big job. I mean, that is a hard
job.
There's
no other way except
to get out there. Well, you know what? We're pretty good at about that. I mean, we've got arborists. We have a natural resources division at RA Atmore & Sons. And so we have all the biologists and the arborists and the friends that we need that we're always looking at the habitat to work on. But we literally take our truck up there. It's a 300-gallon tank. We put it in the back, and we water the trees because there is no source. It depends on the weather. Right now, we've been up there about any 20 to 40 days, depending on what's happening.
You can't just run a hose from
the... No. It would be cool if it were easy. But you know where the community can. It's not so much the watering, but we want you to come up and take hikes with us. We want you to do field tours with us. We
This is a really beautiful thing, because for many, many years, as long as I can remember, people go up there to Two Trees, and some people are destructive, and it's been illegal until recently.
I admit it. 10 years ago when I moved here, my husband and I went up there, and I didn't know it was illegal. I mean, I don't know. I was just following, you know, but it was really, really pretty. And then we came down, and then I thought, oh, my God, when I heard, I said, I didn't do that. Yeah. But.
Well, it would be like if, you know, you came home one day, and I was in your pool, and I'm like, hey, I like your pool, so I want to come hang out. And we know it's not.
That would
it's
be
not,
okay, though.
It's not malintended. It's not mean-spirited. Yeah. But, again, it's about advocacy. It's about information.
Now people and liability. I mean, and liability. Right, you know, because we're a litigious society, and you know, if you're, you know, okay, you get hurt going up to Two Trees, who are you going to sue? And so, you know, there has to be some kind of a...
And this is why we were fortunate enough that the Lloyd family worked with us. We heard what the city of Ventura was saying and the county of Ventura. Mm-hmm. And we said, but what's first and foremost is we want to keep this ranch intact. We want to continue to have the abundant wildlife and habitat that exists. We actually measure the health of the land based on the carry-on capacity. So we have mountain lions, and we have bears and deer and prolific, you know, all the little small fuzzy animals we like.
Coyotes.
Like the bunnies and the squirrels and the bobcats. But the reason we have that is because the land has been managed in these private hands since the time of the Chumash. Think about that. That whole area of those almost 7,000 acres on those hillsides alone that we steward went from the Chumash then to the Spanish, and then the Lloyd family in the late 1800s purchased that, and then we've been fortunate enough for our family to come purchase part of that ranch, continue to lease the rest, but put the majority in the conservation trust.
Yeah, that's great.
As a public benefit corporation, this will give us an opportunity for people to understand why private land management is not a bad thing. They're not trying to keep you out. But I hate to say this, I'm more concerned about the mountain lions continuing to be there as instead of somebody who might be a little angry that they can't walk their dog off the leash back there.
Oh, yeah,
and so we're trying to have that conversation and now find that
happy signs are posted and everything.
So where are we right now? So is it still illegal to hike up to two trees? And where are your boundaries? And, you know, what is it that people are allowed to do? Because I think a lot of people out there are very confused, you know.
So it is private property. The property is owned by the Conservation Trust, which is a 501(c). But there is access up there through the trust. So we have a bunch of hikes that were scheduled. We were just getting ready to do all these holiday hikes with Santa and everything, literally to kick off our capital campaign, because we have another 752 acres to purchase for $2.5 million that will completely take the front of the hillsides and keep it in conservation. It'll protect it in perpetuity forever. And literally, of course, fire happened. We couldn't do it. But like we were talking about all together the other day, Rich said, we've got to get people back up here and hiking. They need to see these mosaics that Lynn was talking about, because when you can see that, you understand it. Once it gets green, it's going to be a lot harder for people to see what we're talking about. But in the grazed areas, we still have feed for our cattle. And it's because of how we've managed the land.
Well, and you said you're sending a drone up there, so we will get that bird's eye view, right?
Yes.
I saw a video.
And we can post it on our website.
Yeah, we will. I definitely, because I think I've been on the the Trust Facebook page. But you posted a video, it wasn't very long, of you were in the middle of the fire at your property, and it survived. I don't know how you... That must have been so hot. Oh, that's all I could think about watching that video was how do you even stand that the intensity of the flames there? But you saved your
It was love of the land, and there was no way we were going to leave. Plus, we knew that the fire crews couldn't come in. And so we were fortunate enough where we had access to water. We still had our pumps working. And our foreman came up, our family, my son Richie's coat caught on fire at one point.
Gosh.
And it was scary. At one point, I looked at Rich, and I said, I'm really scared. And he said, I am too. But we don't have time. You keep tendering the hose. You stay right here with me. And that's what we did. And it was probably just before dawn when the fire crews were finally able to come up because a power line had dropped, a tree, you know, all these beautiful. We have oak trees on the land that are over 100 years old. And the intensity of this fire just split them in half. But now that we're post, really the conversation we want to share is how do we work with our agricultural neighbors and friends? How do we get a better and deeper understanding of what we do to steward the land?
Yeah.
And how can you help be advocates for us? How can you help be ambassadors for us? That's where we want to come from post Thomas Fire. It's how do we build those bridges so that there's such an understanding of how much we love the land, how much we love our community, and all we do as part of the broader community.
Well, will you come back on the show and keep
Absolutely.
Us updated? Because
And
this
if anybody
is,
wants to go for a hike or they want to help lead a tour or help with those field trips, because we have a uniqueness at the ranch. You've got 91 acres of avocado, which is an active commercial operation.
And that's okay now?
And no, we lost 90% of our crops.
Okay.
So expect the cost of your avocados to go up. And then you have grazing, which beautifully helps conserve and preserve the land. And then you also have this beautiful open space where you can see the mountain lions and the beer.
Probably a lot closer than
people
think.
But it all exists together.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be fun.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm on this Facebook group of people that grew up in Ventura, and the main topic after the fire was two trees. Is two trees still there? And people said it burned down, and then when the smoke cleared, there they were. And it was like people from all over the country and the world who have relocated.
We wanted to be
that
a beacon for hope. And if anybody wants to help or learn more, they can just go to VenturaConservation.com.
Okay.
And we'd be more
Great
than
information.
Happy to provide some information for them.
Thank you.
Thank
thanks, Bonnie.
Guys.
Thanks, Lynn,
Take
so
care
much.
Of our trees.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. So, Karen, what do we have? Coming up, we have a couple more guests.
Coming up, we have Catherine Cooley, and she is a relationship coach, and she's going to give us some ideas for some goals for 2018.
Good. This is
we
just
need
for Tracy.
To move forward.
That's
and so stay tuned. You'll be excited to hear what she has to say.
Good.
We'll be right
you.
Back.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com, or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KBTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney. And we're being brought to you by a lot of wonderful sponsors, but in particular, Century 21 Troop Real Estate, that we are all a party to. So always give us a call over there.
Yep, that's for sure. Right, because we can help you buy or sell anything.
Well, we have turned a new year, and lots of resolutions happen when we have a new year. We went into the new year a little rough, but it's all right.
We're going to pull out of this. We're strong. We're going to pull out of this. We're going to make this happen.
But I think a lot of people, when they make those resolutions, they want to have better relationships.
They do.
I think that's probably a top thing. After losing weight.
Right. All of those kind of go together. So we're real excited to have Catherine Cooley with us today. Welcome, Catherine. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
It feels great to be here. This is one exciting radio room.
We have lots of energy.
Exciting.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am a communication coach and a mediator. And what that means is that I help people who are feeling frustrated and stressed out and really don't even know how to talk anymore in a key relationship. That could be a relationship with a teen, with their partner, a boss. So it's either at work or at home. They're stressed out.
And people are stuck?
Yes. Yeah. They're stuck. They're doing the avoidance thing or the screaming thing. Mm. And so.
Sounds like my.
Yes. Sounds like a lot of us, actually.
How do you get past that? How do you work through that?
And so, well, what I do is I help them to sit down in calm conversations and have what I call a needs-based conversation. Because a lot of people's upset. Well, underlying all human conflict are unmet needs. Mm-hmm. And usually most of us are not, don't have the literacy, don't have the practice of expressing what these core needs are that haven't been met, that have us upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I help people do that. And when they both can see in a calm way what the other person's needing and wanting, then things shift, and and instead of the screaming and the avoiding, what comes out is this natural human creativity and generosity about how can we come together and get these needs met.
How do you develop new habits, though? Because so much of that behavior is habitual. You know, you fall into it, right? Whether it's whether it's from your family that you grew up with or your partner or whoever you're with, a lot of that's habitual.
People project things onto other people.
How do you change those habits?
Yes, well, the core tool that I use, I have several with mediation and counsel circle, and the core tool is really, it's something that a psychotherapist named Dr. Marshall Rosenberg developed about 30 years ago and has spread it around the globe before he died a couple years ago. It's a four-step process. It is simple. It is learnable, repeatable, understandable.
Mm. Tell us.
Yes.
Something you can remember.
And I would say that when you're talking about changing habits, the first habit that I help people to change is really step zero to this four-step process, which is to press pause.
So when we're
upset,
me and Deborah are like, press pause.
Press the pause button. Okay. And then the next thing is self-care. So the pause button is all about tuning in. What is my heart or my emotional body telling me about what I'm needing and wanting? And so it's really like the kind, conscious parent self that we have inside there somewhere that we bring forth in that step. So the pause step is all about taking care of me first.
And that's not easy to learn because, I've learned about myself, tried to anyways, if my kids are stressing me out or if something's going on, it's kind of like just stopping for a second and going, okay, why am I so upset? What is making me so upset? And, you know, and if I can figure that out within myself, then I can, you know, it's not all ooey gooey. It's just like, okay, take a break, Liz, you know, calm down and figure out what is triggering you and then move forward so that you don't leave all this, you know, debris while you're upset.
Well, and like you said, oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, a lot of times it's, especially with teenagers, it's that they feel like they're not being listened to. And that is, I think, the biggest thing with and so we think that we're doing this great job with them and we're listening and we're the parent and, you know, they're supposed to listen to us. And that's where I think a lot of the communication breaks down.
You are spot on, because we think we're listening to them. And the humbling thing about learning this process is that you realize, oh, I really was not listening.
So press pause, self-care.
Yes,
one.
Yes, so that's the first. That's the step zero. And I'm going to give you the four steps that Rosenberg laid out for us. And then I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
So number one is observations. Number two is feelings. Number three is needs. Number four is requests. And so observations means making clean observations that don't trigger defensiveness and that help people hear what you have to say.
Okay.
Number two, feelings. That's the trick on that one is separating your feelings from your judgments. Mm-hmm. And this will clarify and calm your conversations. And I'll give you an example of that as well. And then needs, that means identifying the core needs. We all have these shared universal needs, what it takes to be healthy and happy human beings. So that means security, warmth, affection, autonomy, freedom. We have these core needs. So you identify those and you don't mix them up with your strategies. Our needs are at the needs level, we're not in conflict because we all share them. At the strategy level, we all have these crazy, bizarre, different ways
how we get
of going about
met.
Getting our needs met. Mm-hmm. But when we can separate those in our minds, things just become way more clear and way more easy to navigate.
Then requests.
And then the last one's requests. And that means a true request. And this is when I think of your teen example. Most of our quote-unquote requests to our children are demands. They are not requests. Mm-hmm. We are not ready for a no. We're not ready to stay connected with a warm connection when they give us their no. That's how we know, oh, that really wasn't a request. So that means
example.
A request that does not come off as demands, entitlement, or manipulation. That's the difference. So I'm going to give you an example of a client and a friend of mine that happened this week. She, as with most of your, or maybe even all of your listeners are aware, the recent Thomas fire and floods in our area have been devastating and have pushed people to their limits in many ways.
For sure.
And so I'm going to call this woman Susan to protect her privacy. She was one of the people that was evacuated from her home, and she's staying at her brother's house with another family member who also had to evacuate. Susan's feeling stressed, not only from the evacuations, this is their second one in less than a month, but also from the family dynamics, which contain a lot of criticism and sarcasm, and also many cultural differences between them when it comes to political opinion and also financial prosperity.
Okay.
So that's the scenario, and the incident is that had her be very upset this week was she received a text accidentally and a message from her brother, let's call him John, to their sister, and he didn't notice Susan was on the thread.
Oh, I do that all the time. And I seriously do. Yeah.
And so her sister was letting John know that this evacuation was going to be a lot longer than expected. And he texted back, "Oh no, what a drag."
Oh man.
So of course, Susan makes it mean that, you know, this negativity mean that he doesn't want her there or the family and so forth. So I'm going to play this out. Let's say that Susan has no skills in empathic communication. This is what the response might sound like. Wow, what a horrible thing to say. Mm-hmm. My own brother, it really makes me not want to be here. Don't even talk to me.
That's probably how most people respond.
But he was probably saying it like, that's a drag. It's a drag for everyone.
It very well could be, yeah. But that is totally not how she took it.
it's her, right?
Yes. Because she was probably feeling as though she was being burdensome.
Right.
Being there.
Yes, don't we all, right? Okay. When we're guests in someone's house, even if they're our blood brother, right? Yep. So now let's play this out with those four steps. First step zero, and that's always the first step again when we're upset. So she pauses and she checks in. Gosh, what am I feeling? What am I needing and wanting here? Then observation. The observation is, when I saw your text, this is an observation like a video camera would see it, not like what you're thinking inside. When I saw your text, oh no, what a drag. And so it's not when I saw your nasty text, right? That's the difference.
Just to keep to the facts,
ma'am. Observations, yes.
Yes.
Be a video camera. Feelings. I felt angry, disappointed, and sad. And that's not, I felt abused and stepped on. That is a judgment, that's not a feeling. That's a judgment about what I think his intentions were. Needs. Because of all this stress from the evacuation, I need some warmth and caring. Now notice that's not, she didn't say, because I need you to be nice to me right now already, right? Requests. A connecting request, what we call a connecting request, would be, would you mind sharing your thoughts and feeling, what your thoughts and feelings are, having just heard me say this? It's not, would you please apologize for your text? It's not that.
Yeah.
An action request might sound like, had she kind of dug a little deeper and wanted to go move into action, move him into action and them into action, I have an idea that might help. Would you be willing to tell me what part of having me here is so hard for you, so we can try to make the situation better for both of us?
Well, you have to kind of pull back everything and be really honest and
very mature.
Yeah,
well, very good. You have to have a meeting of the minds.
That's great. That's hard work.
And the hearts.
At the same time.
The minds and
you
the
are,
hearts.
You are great.
So, Catherine, if people are dealing with lots of this kind of stuff and they want to contact you because they really like this approach, where can they find you?
So this is the best way. My company is called Peaceable, so you can go to peaceable.com, and it's Peaceable without the E at the end, so that's PEACEABL. And on that site, you can actually, if you are right now needing help in a relationship, you can get a free session with me. So I can discern what it is that you're really needing and wanting, and I can share with you how I help people. And then you can also, if you actually want the blueprint to the model, you can text this number and just text the word breakthrough, 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 and the text number is 773-703-4377.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Thank you. So when we're having issues, we'll have you back.
That's right.
So that'll be next week.
Thank you so much. Take care. Thank you so much.
We have a packed next segment coming up, right? So we're going to have a restaurant review.
Yes, we do.
And what else?
We're going to talk a little bit about real estate, and then we'll talk with Sarah Barrett-Lepore.
And we have to talk about the Relay for Life, too, right?
Yeah. Relay for Life. Okay, you won't want to miss that.
So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye. I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
He's been known to be one of the fastest termite inspectors in Ventura County. He's Mac with Economic Pest Control. Give Mac a call today at 805-248-1641. Tell him Girls on the Air sent you and he'll give you a free termite inspection. That's Mac with Economic Pest Control. Give him a call at 805-248-1641. Call today.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. We're right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And who do we have? Who is this beautiful girl in the house?
We have Shelby Bishop with us today. She is the 2018 chair for Relay for Life.
So and you're welcome, with Mortgage Shelby. Couch, right?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Yes, I'm the co-chair with Tom Spence, actually,
for
the Relay for Life. And what I want to talk to you guys about today is our kickoff is this Tuesday, January 23rd. And our relay is going to be on May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo. Our theme is Adios Cancer. So we have, you know, made this whole fiesta type theme for this event this year. And our kickoff on January 23rd is at Yolanda's. So we're doing Taco Tuesday, January 23rd, 6 p.m. And anyone's invited, anyone who wants more information about the relay, if you're thinking about forming a team, maybe you formed a team a couple years ago and you want to get, you know, back involved, please come and join us. The relay is going to be at Buena High School.
And how far is the relay? Did we say this?
Uh-huh. Oh, so for anyone who doesn't know, the relay is a 24-hour non-competitive
this is what you did
walk.
Last year.
It's a whole year.
God, I can't believe it's already been a year.
Yeah.
Are you doing it again?
You said you would never do it again.
Okay, so 24 hours.
So it's a 24. So what it does. So what we do is we have an opening ceremony Saturday morning on May 5th, and those people who have teams will come and set up a campsite, essentially, and they'll set up their booth. They'll have games. They'll have activities. We'll have pop-up yoga. We'll have lots of concerts. We'll have lots of music. We'll have a ton of entertainment. We'll have a Zumba. We have lap themes.
So Zumba, there we'll you
do,
go, Deb.
We'll do different themes. So we'll do all sorts of themes for each lap.
And what did you say that was May 20?
It's May 5th.
May 5th.
And okay. And then so we'll, a lot of people actually stay the night. It's a 24-hour relay. So a lot of people will stay the night. We'll all camp out together. I was one of the people that stayed last year, even in the rain and the wind.
Spence too, right?
Spence walked the whole time. So
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Anyone who wants more information and wants to join, just encourage you to come to the taco night and on the 23rd and get involved.
Is there a website or where can people find out more information?
Facebook.com, Relay for Life of Ventura.
Relay for Life Ventura.
Yeah,
all right.
Relay for Life Ventura. Thanks so much.
Oh, there we go. Relay for Life kickoff.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Shelby,
so much. We'll have you back again. Okay.
And now we have our own Sarah Barrett-Lepore in the house. She's going to give us a quick health and wellness tip, and then we're going to go slide right on into where we should eat after we work out. Go ahead, Sarah.
So I thought we should talk about the top five things to stay positive through stressful times.
There we go.
So one would be to have perspective. You know, sometimes we get kind of in tunnel vision. So kind of step outside of that. Count your blessings.
It always seems worse
always
when you're in it.
Always make a list. Yes. Yep. A gratitude journal. Do something that'll automatically make that negativity go away. Prioritize when everyone else is kind of demanding things of you. It's their emergency. It's not your emergency.
Right.
Try to get perspective on that and really define which need attention, which items really need attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're probably procrastinating if it's their emergency is becoming your emergency. That's not your
emergency.
Shtick. You don't have to worry about that. You want to turn the crisis into opportunity. So in Chinese language, actually, the same symbol is used for crisis and opportunity.
There we go.
So crisis has, there's a solution. So find a solution.
Lemons deep and
breathing.
Lemonade.
We oftentimes under stress breathe really shallow breaths. So bring that breath down into your belly and expand in your lungs and take in that breath. That'll stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. And obviously, take care of your physical health.
And where can people find out more about you and Chakra Strength, talking about their physical health, and
you
get in there and work out?
You can call me, 805-626-2686.
All right. And Chakra Strength?
ChakraStrength.com.
All right, Rana. Now we just worked out with Sarah. Now feed us.
Unfortunately, you're going for Mexican food. So
there we go.
You're going to use a lot of calories that you just burned. But
man.
It's worth it. It was very good. And
where'd you go?
As we speak, Blue Agave, just grand opening this weekend. Yeah. With live music tonight, Twisted Gypsy, which is a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Oh,
and it's lovely decor. Very.
What'd you have?
Festive but pretty. And we split mole enchiladas. We tried the guacamole. We had lentil soup to try. And their berry salad was magnificent. All they use organic and local produce, and they don't use any canned foods.
Very good.
The owners are gracious.
You said they were very, very nice to you, even before they knew you were a radio star.
You want to try the guacamole? Oh, here, try an empanada. Did not charge us. I mean, they were amazing.
Aww.
And then before I even said anything about maybe putting them on the radio.
So we're going to give that how many jalapenos out of five?
I would give it five.
Five? And tell us again what the name of the restaurant is?
The Blue Agave. It's on Santa Clara, and it's where the Now was, by the clock tower and the tavern.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Go to Blue Agave, work out, and think positively. Right?
Happy New Year.